Time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
It's 10:45, Greyhound Racing New South Wales. Dave Carlson, morning, Dave.
Good morning, Sean. I'm just looking out the window of the studio here. I'm seeing something very unusual for Sydney. It's called sunshine.
Yes. Bit of rain, a bit of H2O, isn't it? Which is, yeah. We want it to go further out west, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, absolutely. We need it out west, and our thoughts with the people who do need it. And let's hope some of those farmers can get some of that hay and other feed that has been set down to be sent to China. Let's hope we can get a bit for our team here.
Do right. Now, NOM's still open for a few meetings this week.
Yes, Sean. Friday's meetings at Richmond Casino and the Gardens, along with nominations for Bulleye and the Gardens on Saturday, are still open. You have until 11 a.m. That's 15 minutes to get them in. And by the way, Sean, there's going to be no trials at Bulleye tomorrow.
All right. Now, the Grafton Winter Carnival, that's not far away, is it?
Oh, it's coming up in a matter of weeks. So I can't wait. And there's people from all over Australia who have already converged on the Clarence River town, the Jacaranda town. They've been spotted trialling dogs there. Sydney trainer Darren Sultana had Black Forge win at Grafton last night, scoring by a nostril over local chaser Modified Trunk and covering the 480 metres in 27 and 48. Stephen Keep trained a winning treble there last night, including 10 to Dream in the second last at any old price. Stephen's other winners were Ali's Angel in race two, clocked 17.80 in a maiden, and Hip Hop Hope in the last, which was a fifth grade. If you'd had $10 all up on those three, you would have collected over $24,000.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you would have sent Glenn Munsey, Jared Middleton, Nick Quinn and Dave Stanley straight for the smelling salts, Cos.
They would have been hemorrhaging, I can tell you.
Wish I had a lobster on it anyway. One man I know who was on track to witness them is Albert Gleeson from the Chase Greyhound newspaper, and he's on the line. Albert, good morning. It was another top meeting last night. Plenty of favourites saluted, including That's Lil Bob for Davey Irwin in 22 and 99.
Scale and Cozzy, yeah, mate, it was a fantastic meeting last night. Biggest crowd, obviously, before the July Carnival, and plenty of good trainers, and as you said, mate, Dave Irwin, he won the main race of the night, 22.99. It's a very promising dog, Dave. It won the Big Lismore Maiden in late December, and I'm sure, I don't know what Davey's got planned for it, but it's going to be a very, very smart dog. Yeah, Black Forge, mate, he just got there in the last bound. I thought he was going to win easily halfway down the straight from the local champ Modified Trunk, but Modified Trunk wouldn't give in, and it was a tremendous race, and I don't know what Darren's got in line for it, whether he comes back for the Sprinters' Cup. I don't think he'd run the 600 of the Stayers' Cup, but I just don't know what Darren's doing. Maybe he'll go to the Brisbane Cup. A lot of trainers have been trialling. There was even performance trials last night, and Anthony Asipati had dogs in, and Bobby Cook put a very, very smart dog around, 23.16, and his run home section was 14.56, which is like Grafton Cup time, Dave. So I'm sure Cookie will have a lot of fun with him in the Grafton Maidens and then whatever after that. Mate, all reports that there's, you know, maybe Tony Brett might be coming down from Queensland, and, you know, Tony only has Group 1 dogs normally. So, mate, looks as though people have been telling me this could be the strongest maiden ever to go around Grafton. And, like, we've had the likes of Brother Fox get beaty over the years, and Tickety Boo, she was a group winner. She won a maiden final here. So, mate, it looks tremendous for the carnival leading up the next couple of weeks, Dave.
Yeah, that's fantastic, Albert. Folks, go to thedogs.com.au. If you haven't got a login, just get a login and go to race results, and you'll see the performance trials that Albert was talking about, along with the replays of all of the races. But, yeah, you were talking about the big maiden, a lot of prize money on offer. Wednesday night, July the 10th. And look, it's always a good night, Albert, beginning not long after the last at the Gallops on Ramorny Day. And in fact, you can walk to the dog track from the Clarence River Jockey Club in just over 5 minutes, or if you'd been at the bar all afternoon, maybe about 50 minutes. It really is a fantastic night, and all the action will be on Sky Racing.
Yeah, the Wiz, Jason Lincoln, he'll be on Sky. He'll be working for Sky, Dave, and the State of Origin's also on that night. So hopefully we, meaning the Blues, can win game two in Perth and make it 1-1. So we've got, it'll be a spectacle. And Johnny Corrigan, the president, last night was telling me, Dave, that there'll be three bookies on course that night, and one of them will be betting on everything that moves. Example, Wentworth Park that night, or Rockhampton, or Shepparton, or even two flies crawling up a wall, Dave. We'll get a marker because it all comes through the system. So I'm sure there'll be plenty of turnover on course and with the three bookies on course that night, Dave. And hopefully, if the Blues are still alive, we can crawl over the line and make it 2-1.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll make sure, Jake. We'll head up and see Jason. He'll probably interview us on Sky. I reckon he'll get us on. What do you reckon, Albie?
No worries, mate. No worries at all. The Weezy, he'll do a great job as usual. He always does.
He does. Now, like Canamble in October, Albert, the Grafton Carnival surely must be one of the most popular in New South Wales.
Oh, mate, it's been the same for years, and it's always been the nursery of, like, the big maidens always produce some tremendous dogs, and then you get the Sprinters Cup and the Stayers Cup, and everyone just likes to come to Grafton. Like, I've just come back from a little carnival out at Moree, which was fantastic, like, over the long weekend, and they had three bookies out there. And, like, Dave, I still think us greyhound punters love to bet with the bookmakers, which is, you know, that if there's one bookie out of Coonabarabran and all them little tracks that are still going. But getting back to Grafton, mate, it's just everyone meets up. You get everyone's friends, and, you know, you get the Johnny Busworths from Bathurst, and Cynthia Sowell comes down from Queensland. She is a mad Queenslander too, by the way.
Absolutely.
Brady Hazelgrave used to come down with Damn Slippery, but he doesn't have to come down there anymore because he only seems to be producing Group 1 dogs at the moment. I know she got beat last night, but they can't win every week, Dave, as we know. So,
a bit of a silver tail, Brett, these days.
Everyone meets up, and it's just tremendous. And, you know, you can still win plenty of money, but it's, as you said, Dave, after the races on the Wednesday, Michael Birdie shuts the bar about 6 o'clock, and then we all wander around for the first dog race, and it's just all going. Dave, the Grafton July race week, it's just unbelievable. Like, you start on the Sunday before the Ramorny, the South Grafton Cup's on, then Monday there's a big luncheon on at the CRJC where speaking of Mr. Munsey before, he's one of the special guests with that Leviathan bookie, Laurie Bricknell. I'm sure there'll be a few.
Okay.
There might be a few porkies get told there or whatever.
Knowing Munns, Albert, there will be plenty. So the Monday, it's the lunch where they do the barrier draws for the Ramorny and the Grafton Cup. So Glenn Munsey and Laurie Bricknell. Now, Munns has hidden his South jumper in the bottom of the drawer lately, like you and I with our Dragons jumpers, Albert.
Absolutely, mate, absolutely. Absolutely. I actually wore a blue and white jacket to the dogs last night. I wasn't going to get Mr. George Guernsey out for obvious reasons. But I don't know what we're going to do there. I don't know what Mary's going to do there.
Anyway, hopefully there's still plenty of time before the semis. Anyway, if they play for 80 minutes, we might be sweet. Albert, it'd be really hard to find anyone as passionate as you when it comes to greyhound racing. And the same goes for your brother, Peter Gleeson, from the Sunday Mail in Brisbane and Sky News. The Chase newspaper where you work, it really covers the Northern Rivers and Queensland chasing so well. So for you, it's not just a job, it's a way of life.
Absolutely, mate. And I enjoy it. Like Brisbane, the Brisbane Cup's got the, like Albion Park's got the Brisbane Cup on July 5, the Thursday before the Cup. Now, I'm going to squeeze in up there. Like Mr. Gatehouse and Mr. Barber, they'll be filthy if I don't turn up. So somehow I've got to put the Grafton Carnival on standby and get up to the final of the Brisbane Cup, then hop in the car and come back the next day to catch up with for the next day at Grafton. So she'll be all go for me. But I'm still trying to work out, Disco, how to get Gatehouse down to Grafton for the Ramorny night. I don't think he knows the border goes past Queensland. He's that passionate up there. And I don't think he'd know his way to get to Grafton, though.
Look, he wouldn't be able to drive. He's so one-eyed, he wouldn't be able to see out properly. So, yeah, I doubt whether Luke could go anywhere further south of Coolangatta or Stanthorpe. That is for sure.
mate, and he's even claimed Darren Russell. Like, Darren, Darren Russell's the most passionate Balmain supporter. He was born at Balmain. He's a mad New South Wales supporter. I understand he lives at Innisfail, which is a stone's throw from the border. But he's claimed Bago Bye Bye and Bago Bluff in the Stayers race. It's a bit like the Greg Inglis saga, mate. I said, like Darren, they're our little red-headed mate. He's a fanatical blue, and they've claimed him as a Queenslander. What's going on there?
Look, you've got to watch him. You've got to watch him. If Boggo Road was open, Luke would throw him in there, I reckon. That's for sure. But listen, while we're talking about the interstate rivalry, go the New South Wales, the four New South Wales Greyhounds, this coming Sunday at Capalabar up the straight in the Strait of Origin final.
No worries, Dave. I'm going to Capalabar Sunday, and I spoke to Evelyn Harris on course at Grafton last night. She's a fanatical blues, and she said her two dogs, Len Ray and Cosmic Bonus, they'll be absolutely on fire trying to get home for the Blues, mate, in that final on Sunday.
Good stuff. And it's great that you can see Capalabar Racing now on Sky Racing, and you can punt on it on the tab as well. So that's really, really good. But Albert, I look forward to seeing you at Grafton with my entourage, which includes the human headline Greg Wynn and Peter. Can you get me free tickets, Langmack, in a few weeks? So I'm really looking forward to seeing you with the boys. Bring it on, Albert, and thank you so much for joining us on Going Greyhounds.
Absolutely. Just go and go the Blues on Sunday up the straight. I think it's going to be very hard to beat above average Greg Stellers, but, mate, Evelyn's team will be doing their best for us.
Good stuff. Thanks, Albert. Albert Gleeson there, Cos.
Yep, and it's a big carnival at Grafton. Now, you're going to catch up with Jason McKay and breeding expert David Brash at the Gold Muzzle Puppy Auction next Sunday, apparently.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this show. And there's going to be a forum from 11:30 on Sunday at the Richmond Racetrack prior to the auction, which begins at 1 p.m. Now, I'll be chatting to Jason and David, and I'll be opening it up afterwards to you, the audience. So if you have a question on training and breeding or anything, if you happen to be a greyhound enthusiast, you'll get the opportunity to ask questions to the boys. And it's very important to note that Sunday's Gold Muzzle Auction will be held undercover in the old betting ring, so the weather won't matter. It's on rain, hail or shine at the track, Londonderry Road in Londonderry. If you're coming along the M7, take the Richmond Road turn off and keep driving. And you can view the pups from 10:30. All the details, goldmuzzleauctions.com.au, Cos.
All right, you showed off a bit yesterday. Got a few winners. What do you got today?
Yeah, well, a couple of our best bets of value bets saluted. Shiny Nose at Nowra, Celtic Dragon and Kit Baloo Causer at Bathurst, the latter paying about $7.70 on the Paramutual. We've got three New South Wales meetings today, Cos. Goulburn at lunchtime from 12:02, best bet, race 10, number 8, Pro Bono, race 10, number 8. The value race is race 8, number 5, Run Juju Run. Lismore is on tonight from 6:48. The best bet is in race 10, number 1, Iwo Jima. Race 10, number 1. There's no value bet at Lismore. It was actually scratched. While Gosford commences at 6:54, the best bet there is in race 6, number 8, Miley Nismo. Race 6, number 8. The value bet, race 5, number 8, Miss V. Race 5, number 8. There's two heats of the Gosford to Wente series run tonight. And Cods, I believe that Gosford, the track there, is going to host camel racing on August 24.
Fair dinkum, the old camels.
I saw them at Randwick once. I was out there at the start of my TV career working for SBS, World Sport on SBS, and they raced the camels at Randwick. They were terrific, and they crouched one down and put me on the camel. And I tell you what, it was a case of hop on, hold on, and leave all hope behind. When the camel stood up, I thought I was on top of Centrepoint Tower.
I had a crack on one once on the beach to promote a movie.
Yeah,
got the money. The only reason I was bolted, that's why. But another one, they drop their head like a horse. They'll have a crack with you. And this thing dropped its head. Drop one bloke flat and he's back on the wet sand. We've gone, oh, my God, he's badly hurt. Anyway, he luckily came good. But no, the old camels, they'll have a crack. Don't worry about that. Well, we'll catch you tomorrow, all right?
Good on you, Cos. I look forward to it, mate.